Here's the podcast that you've been missing. You might not know what you are listening to, but I know you'll listen again to the House of BS. To the House of BS.
Hello and welcome back again to the House of BS. I am Becky Brooksmith.
And I am Glenn Brooksmith. And together we are full of BS in the best possible way.
Hey, welcome back. Hello. Listen.
Welcome.
I'm aware that we're not being filmed.
Aren't we?
No.
What's the camera over there for?
And I'm aware that we said that we would be, but I've had a day. We've all had a bit of a day. But so I thought that I'd be over this because obviously I don't have a womb anymore. So I thought like my hormones would turn out, but it turns out still having ovaries, I still have the 28-day cycle situation. And today is just one of those days, I think, where I woke up. I was so productive this morning. And it was lovely, actually.
Because by this morning, you were productive before I even woken up and got out of bed.
You didn't get out of bed till 10.
I got out of bed at half 9.
Because you text me at 22:10 from the next room.
So that means I'm awake then.
But you didn't get up.
Yes, I did. But, go to the toilet.
Anyway, I had got up about 7 o'clock. And I went and, I mean, luckily we've reached a beautiful weather stage. And I managed to go outside into our little garden bit that we just did up yesterday. And I read my book for an hour and let the cat sort of roam around a bit. And it was all very lovely. And then I came in. I don't know what came over me, but I did a workout.
Ooh,
yeah.
Fancy.
I did a weights workout in the living room whilst watching Strictly Come Dancing.
As you do.
Yeah. And then you had a couple of bits to do for work. So I got cracking with some arts and crafts because I'm really cool, really.
You are super cool.
Thank you so much. Mm. Did that outside. It was also, lovely, lovely time.
Also, some of the stuff you bought from Amazon recently, you had disposed of the boxes recyclably. So.
Well, no, but I've been hanging on to the boxes, haven't I, on purpose?
That's what I mean. That's why you had so much time to do arts and crafts today, because you had the boxes.
I know. And everything was lovely until a bloody cat escaped.
Mm-hmm.
Rocky escaped. He jumped out. And then, right, so I had got up this morning and actually quite early on, I put on a swimming costume because I had every intention to chill outside, get a bit of a tan, and then I'd dip in a pool afterwards. But what had happened was the dip in the pool didn't happen because the cat ran off. And here I am in my lovely, relatively local street that we live on, and I am in a swimming costume and shorts covered in paint which represents blood because I was doing Halloween crafts, running around shouting for Rocky, and this cat kept hissing at me, so I just looked like some crazy woman trying to tame some wild cat. And then my mood just fell through the floor and I've been sulky ever since.
We got him in though. It was good. I mean, I shot back and gave you a hand, but
you did. You have to understand this about Rocky is he doesn't like to be touched. He's lived with us for over two years now. Mm. And it's only in the last sort of 6 months, really, that we've been able to pick him up. You can't even pick him up for very long.
No.
But he wants to be with us. He wants to live in our home. He chose to come. But he does, you know, he's very much like love on his own terms.
Yeah.
But it's not, if he runs out, it's not a case of just picking him up and bringing him back in.
No, it's a full-on hiss and run round. He actually hid in some poor guy's engine bay today. I had to climb up into the car to get him off the engine bay.
Yeah. He hissed at me, but then I hissed back.
So that's the bit that makes you look crazy.
I just think, like, imagine that this was a kid. And I'm not saying kids run away, but you know, like, like when kids throw tantrums.
If kids hide in engine bays, there's something wrong with them.
Yeah. But like if we had a child and I was on my own and you'd gone off to work and this child threw a tantrum, would I behave in the same way? Like would I mock them and like scream back at them? You know, like if they scream at me like, I'd be like, oh no! Do you know what I mean? But like would I do that? Or because right now I can't even look at the cat.
You do that to me all the time.
Yeah, I know, but you're an adult.
Okay.
Right now, like, I've been sulking with him for, like, an hour. He's been trying, like, all, like, on my lap and purring and I'm like, go away.
Well, he wasn't very happy when we brought him in and I had to dry him down because I ended up spraying him with a water gun so many times trying to get him, herd him. that I had to get a towel to dry him off because I felt guilty about it. And he went absolutely mental at me for doing that. So
I know. The thing is, I wouldn't mind if he went outside. But the thing, like, people can be cruel is the first
100%.
Thing. I hate that people can be cruel. And I just, that, I mean, that's it really. I just don't trust people. He's a bit of a street fighter anyway, is Rocky.
Yeah.
But as we found out
last time, when he decided to get attacked and then he ended up swelling up his tail to like four times the size of it should have been.
It was so bad. But I know that, you know, there are awful people. They that can put out poison and...
I don't think our region, I don't think around here would be an issue, but I mean, it's just, I don't, you know, he's
I think the bottom line is I don't trust people.
Yeah, I don't trust them not coming back. Because normally at the old place, we'd leave the gate open and we'd come back in at like 2 o'clock in the morning. But if he'd ever escaped.
But also in the last place, we lived in a community, so it was closed off. Here, he was getting closer and closer to a main road, and then I was panicking, and then he was panicking, and we were both shouting at each other in the street, and I'm in a bright green swimming costume and a pair of shorts covered in fake blood. Looked ridiculous. So
you didn't look ridiculous, you looked cute.
So this ties into why we're not currently video recording today.
No, you're already in your PJs, ready to rock the bed.
Listen, it is. We are recording this now. It's about 6 o'clock in the evening, and I am in my pajamas, leopard print pajamas, because maybe I'm trying to make some sort of statement towards the cats.
But and it's pre-dry tech, so you've got all the stress of me being stressed all week, and then you're going to show your face on Wednesday as well.
I am. So. Do you want to tell people what dry tech is for anyone that doesn't know?
It's the biggest IT and technical show in the world.
AI and tech, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It says it's in the world, but I'm pretty sure the one in Vegas is bigger. But it says it's in the world. So,
but you're I was going to say an exhibitionist. Is that the right word?
Exhibitor. Yeah.
An exhibitor, not an exhibitionist.
No, Bex.
They're the people that are naked, right?
Yeah, they do weird things in public places.
Don't do that here, please. No. So yeah, so you're working there, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
And this would be your third one.
Yep.
In a row, so a
lot of stress.
It's intense, isn't it?
Mm.
Working on a Sunday.
Outrageous. Working on a Friday and a Sunday. Outrageous. Friday was a day off as a reward to warm you up for dry techs.
Oh yeah, your well-being day.
Mental well-being day. Yeah, I said it in proper air quotes because I ended up spending 2 hours there, then an hour getting back and forth, then having to deal with emails all day. I was just like, I'm definitely claiming this back.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So we're in for a week. I tell you what, we've been thinking, dear listeners, hello, about what we would talk about this week, and I just thought there are so many things happening. What if, I mean, not even just like in our little world, in the whole world, because, you know, this week was a Nobel Prize trip.
Jeez, do you need some more water, honey?
Nobel Peace Prize winner.
And yet again, I didn't win it this year.
You did not, and neither did... Dear old Orange Face.
Who's that?
Well, I don't even want to say his name, but we all know who we're discussing. And I just thought, look at the state of this world and look at the people who are running this. And you know who could run it better, Glenn?
Beyonce?
No.
Who run the world, girls? Nah. No.
Me and you.
Oh, okay. I think that's a bit of a shot in the dark. I think there's quite a few people that would say no to me, but I'm pretty sure they'd say yes to you.
No, I disagree.
I've seen House of Cards. I know how it works.
Yeah, well, so we have put together a couple of laws that we would make if we ran the world. The BS laws. I wonder, how many did you get?
I got 3.
Okay, me too. Okay. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Let's do one at a time.
Yeah.
You go first.
Okay. My first rule.
Uh-oh.
My first law.
Law, yep.
People who play videos out loud in public spaces... will be fined.
Oh, you went non-serious. Okay, cool. I went serious.
Oh, no, I've got... Don't worry, this is... I am so serious about this.
Okay.
Why do you think that's non-serious?
Because it's kind of like mockery of people who watch videos in play. It's an invasion of my personal space. You're still going on about the guy in New York.
I can't let it go. I started mild, Glenn, but I mean it. I mean what I say. And I make my policies and I stick to it, okay?
Okay.
You would back me on this?
Yeah, I've got no choice.
Exactly. Go on then.
Well, I went hard, so I'm not sure how hard I want to start with, but I might as well start with national basics like water, gas, electric. All the essentials are banned from privatisation, or at least one of them in the world. At least one has to be owned by the government and run by the government.
Yes.
I had enough of corporations now just sucking the life out of everybody.
I absolutely agree with that. You know, the only thing that I faulted with there, though?
Go on.
The bloody government. Are we assuming that the government is us, though?
Yeah.
Because we're ruling the world. Yeah. Fine. Fine. Yeah, that's
but
fine.
Even if it's run by a government, it has to be, it'll be cheaper. Full stop.
True.
Because
but we just have to be careful because this is, I mean, listen, let's not get into it, but I just don't trust governments.
The stuff runs here, right? It's government.
Here, fine. Yeah, sorry, I'm talking about the UK.
UK would be fine as well because it'd be government. But it was unfortunate for the Maggie Thatcher supporters out there that she privatised it and it's carried on going. And then now you're in a situation where over 30% of your monthly allowance,
I cannot believe we've just mentioned her name on this podcast.
Had
what
no
is
choice.
Happening? We've mentioned Trump and her. My God, what a day. But yes, I absolutely agree with you on that.
Sad life.
I agree with you on that. Okay. Okay, so we have gone slightly different, but that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy this because my next one.
Oh, wow. So I've gone super serious. Yeah. By that laugh, you've gone not serious in the slightest.
I've not, but I. No, but it's fine because I will add some along your theme because your theme is better, I think.
There's no better and wrong.
Mine would be to have designated adult only days at theme parks regularly, not just a drink focus, like one off
once a season. I mean, if we could do
Aquaventure.
Aquaventure, and it wasn't haram to have alcohol in it, that'd be like, I could have sat in that lazy river all day with a pint.
Yeah, exactly. But what I wouldn't want is children there. Like, there are many, many children's space. The thing is, let's be honest, kids get the fun stuff, right?
Yeah.
And if, as adults, we go without children, people are watching us.
Mm.
People are looking, thinking, who are these weirdos? Why are they here? I want to...
I've got a really interesting video I need to show you of a woman who gets picked out of the crowd.
That's a really weird segue.
Right? She gets picked out of the crowd.
Yeah.
And instantly stands at an expo, right? And the guy randomly points at people and says, like, What are you thinking at her? And he'll ask the person first.
Oh, I know the one you mean.
And I'm like, people aren't thinking what you're thinking. People
don't care.
Like, people are so stuck in their own little world. This woman thought that, oh, he was judging me. He was he was trying to hit on me. She dislikes me. The woman's like, oh, I think her top's really nice. The guy was like, oh, no, I just wasn't paying any attention, if I'm honest with you. You're not talking about anything I'm interested in. I'm here for the next show. And...
That's all well and good, and I understand your point. However, if people without children turn up to, like, Kids Zone, that's weird.
Yeah, but don't go to Kids Zone. It's called Kids in the name.
But Kids Zone, kids only get places like Kids Zone. You can't call something Adult Zone because that is something very different. Right, but that's not what I want.
Oh, okay.
I want a giant soft play for us to just, like, mess around and jump around.
You have to ask my sister because she went to one of them giant wild plays for her. Her bachelorette.
Her hen party?
Yeah, bachelorette.
It was very American.
Yeah.
Gross.
You may watch Bridesmaids. So
she didn't do that for her hen party.
Yeah, she did.
Where?
She got somewhere in London.
I went to her hen do.
Well, it was another one then. But photos. The one that she didn't
did they have
you
a
to.
Secret hen do without me?
Well, you did cause a lot of trouble.
I did two of hers, actually. We did an online one, and we went to Liverpool for the weekend.
You did cause a lot of trouble in Liverpool.
Oh, I think she did have three hen parties, actually.
Yeah, because of you. Causing all that grief.
Oh, yeah.
You and your big buggy blue eyes.
Listen, yeah. That was not me. That was someone else. My gosh.
Come on, next.
It's you. You're next.
Ooh, okay. Global minimum wage for the whole world.
Ooh. Okay, so as a...
Because you were taking oil or resources...
To back that up, then, would you have to have the same currency across the world?
Not necessarily. You could do. We could put all into a global currency. Like,
make everything fair.
Make everything a Bitcoin or some shit. That would work.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a national... I know people are like, oh, this is my national resource. But like all the seas are connected. You're going to say that, you know, stuff... I understand massive corporations are taking the money out of this, but it's sucking the life out of the world. And not being funny, the people... Like us, like teachers and random people that I do work for, you know, there's money. Like, why should it go to these top, like, I mean, NVIDIA now. Love NVIDIA. I'm a big tech fan, huge tech fan. And Gitex has got Sam Altman there tomorrow, virtually anyway. So, like, a big, like, really like it. But when one company in the world is bigger than the whole FTSE 500, so all the big top stocks in the world currently, or top 100 anyway, how, and it only costs 200 million to cure world hunger.
Right, like, I was just thinking about this as you were talking, because we spoke about this the other day, didn't we? That it only costs 200 million to solve world hunger. So I would
love
make
both,
it a rule.
I love where we both said only.
Only, that's mild, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I would also make it a law that if, and let's not be completely awful about it, to the rich, to the poor rich, but if 200 million becomes 10% of your worth, then you have to pay that out to world hunger.
I don't know, but that's a bit harsh. Because
why is it harsh? Why should somebody have like 2 billion?
Why not?
It'd be like a tax.
I get that, but so they're paying tax locally and stuff. But I mean, there's got to be something we got to be able to do, because I mean,
I would make it a law. If you're walking around
you
can
be world law.
Well, how much is Sam Altman worth?
Two hundred million, I think. Yeah, you've got Nvidia's worth 4.5 trillion.
Right, who is the richest person in the world?
The guy who owns Oracle currently.
Who is? Hold on.
Who famously was in Iron Man for a frame on the first Iron Man.
Do you know what I hate as well? Where it comes up with the Google suggestions, and first is who is the richest man in the world, and then who is the richest person in the world. There's no who is the richest woman.
Well, ask.
Why does man come first? It's Elon Musk.
He's not the top.
Yes, he is. According to AI, yes, he is. With his net worth exceeding $500 billion this month.
That's not him.
What do you mean it's not him?
That's not him. Come on, guys, help me out here.
This is literally what AI has told me, and AI knows everything.
Larry something, I think his name is.
It's just, like, this is October 2025. This is just now. We're what, October? I don't even know what.
Larry Ellison.
Okay, and who's he?
He owns Oracle. He's a shareholder of 40%.
And how much is he worth?
1 second. Is Larry Ellison rich or anything, Rob? Yeah, Larry Ellison surged to $393 billion, or $290 billion, on Wednesday morning, surpassing Musk's $385 billion.
Well, this tells me that Elon Musk is $500 billion.
10th of September 2025.
Right, this is October 2025, and he's $500 billion.
Might come back
either way, whatever it is, that's a disgusting amount of money for one person.
Yeah, but I know like Elon Musk. I'm going to say this and you're going to hate me. Elon Musk is the proper Marmite, unfortunately, still. People love him, people hate him. I'm still on the like him side. I think he's a bit cray-cray sometimes, some of the stuff he comes out with. But some of the products he makes and some of the products he puts out there.
I don't deny his talent. He has talent and he's very, very smart and very, very clever. He's also a complete idiot with many, many things. Many things.
I believe one of your famous friends from last year said, God doesn't give with both hands.
Well, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
You can't get brains and beauty, babe. I know we were very blessed with you. Very blessed.
He has tech smarts and business smarts. Mm. He has no social smarts or read the room smarts.
Yeah.
And that is just...
Have you tried using Grok?
What's that?
Grok is X's AI. So X.
No, I don't X have AI. It. I don't have X.
Oh God! I mean, I use all of them. So I use Perplexity. So I use a lot of different platforms.
I don't want to support him.
But the Grok is, oh my God! It's like talking to a really, really, really obnoxious teenager.
Wow.
Really obnoxious that teenager. Some of the sarky comments he comes back with, I'm like, if you're standing here right now, I would have slapped you.
Trying to fight a robot.
Yeah, I'll fight a robot. Let's do it.
But so just imagine this. Well, we don't even have to imagine. This man is worth $500 billion. Even if we said to him, give $1 billion of that back, you've solved world hunger 5 times.
Yeah.
Like,
if you could get the money out to the people. But as we're finding now, like with what's happening in the Middle
East.
Right,
but Glenn, we're talking about an ideal world and where we're ruling it, so therefore that would happen. If somebody comes to me and has $500 billion, give me 10%. Not me personally, but no, hand it over to me. And I will make sure that it gets to everybody.
How much
everybody
of this money are you taking to that interest? Are we going to be able enough to shop at Spinneys or Waitrose? Which one?
Oh, we're not monsters, Glenn. We'll still be at Lulu's. But we would... I mean, look across the whole world. There are these pockets that have absolutely nothing. And if they didn't, even if they did have something, it's been taken from someone else.
Like where?
Oh, you want to get into it?
No, I just want to ask, like where? Where are you thinking? Because I've done a lot of research into this recently and I was shocked. So I want to see if I can shock you. Name a place. Are you talking like Africa and places like that?
Well, I mean, parts of it, yeah.
Right, nearly all the parts of Africa have either been robbed by themselves or robbed by other nations and still are.
Yeah, of it's course. Absolutely there's shocking. Such a world of corruption there, but yeah. Don't worry, Glenn, because we're in charge now.
Yeah. Oh my God, I can see you in a little power suit rocking around.
I will have, yeah, absolutely. Listen, I bought one power suit 2 weeks ago and now it's all gone to my head.
I did a whole bit of research because I got really into a hole, not a hole, was it? Rabbit hole.
Yeah.
So I went down the hole fully and I was just like plotting out all these maps of where the money and who it is. And it's just disgusting. I mean, some places have just been completely strip mined.
This is why
we don't get taught this at home.
When you said about government, I was like, hang on now, though. Mm. I don't trust governments. I don't. Apart from, okay, let's look at. But
then
New
you
Zealand.
Become. Then you what? You become Batman? Because then you'll be. You're
no. Don't. I won't wear a mask. I'll wear my face proudly.
Wow.
No, but we would need to. We would need to set up. I believe in having governments, and I believe in democracy. Mm. However, look at the bloody state of it at the minute.
I'm going to say something
because propaganda, social media have taken over and have made it such a dangerous place to be. I genuinely look at the world sometimes at the minute especially and just find it terrifying.
You sound like Trump. I had to say it, but you're sounding exactly the same. You're doing the same things.
Excuse me?
Forcing your own agendas onto other people. Which don't agree with them genders because they've made some.
Okay, who wouldn't agree with a fair world for everyone? Who wouldn't agree with that?
In whose eyes is the fairness? Your eyes, right? So if you don't correlate, because you don't like certain countries, which I get, you know.
I've never said I don't like certain countries.
Really?
Said that?
Well, you don't.
If you're referring to the thing that we can't really talk about on here, but the thing that we all know we're talking about.
Yeah.
I have said to you a million times, it's not the country, it's certain people within that country.
Mm-hmm.
Certain people with a certain belief within that certain country, which is also so around the world.
If they're the ones in charge, if they're in the charge of their country, how are you going to please them? I'm not trying to get an argument with you, I'm just trying to...
Well, you're making me mad, and this is why, Glenn, I will rule the world on my own without you.
Told you, Beyonce.
Listen.
Say it for me back. How do you say Beyonce? Because I'm saying it wrong.
Okay, well, what would you do then? What would you do? Would you be okay with these people that it's okay to just invade somewhere and claim that land as theirs and just take that because they've chosen it? Easy. I'm just asking.
We're British, honey.
I don't give a shit. I'm still a human. So I'm asking, what would you do?
I have no idea. The problem is it's all well and good everybody wanting to be the boss, right? And everybody wanting to do it. But impractical, people like you in this scenario have come up to do this, to try helping all these people, and now I've got called what's her name, the little floaty lady, the one that's just been
Greta
the
little floaty lady.
Yeah, she was on the boat last week, wasn't she?
Yeah,
I mean Greta, you've got tons of people all the way through. I don't want to go through
activists.
The names. Yeah, I don't want to go through it because one person's villain is another person's hero, you know. Mm-hmm. It's the same problem.
Yeah, yeah.
And as you're saying with social
media, I knew someone that thought Martin Luther King was a real terrorist.
Oof.
Yeah.
I'm not getting to know that person.
No, I know.
But,
yeah.
I mean, know who that is. I see. Yeah, but as I'm just saying, it is very hard to please everybody. Because everybody's come from, everybody's
history.
But I think
some people, Glenn, don't deserve to be pleased.
Wow.
I'm just saying. If you,
spoken like a true dictator.
No. Spoken like a human. Somebody who is watching what they do to people and just knows it's not right. You don't have to be a dictator to know that what's happening there is not right.
No, but for
Shall we move on? We're getting a bit heavy. And I feel like this is a conversation.
You
should
call me fat again. 2 weeks in a row you call me fat.
Right, I'm going to go for another light-hearted one.
Oh, Christ. Am I the only one who's done heavy stuff?
No, it's okay. It's okay because we're having conversations about them. But I feel like this one is more for you. I had you in mind.
Go on.
All schools would be in the same area to lessen traffic elsewhere and also create a support hub for educators.
They're doing that in Abu Dhabi, aren't they?
Like a sim city.
Yeah, they're doing Abu Dhabi.
All the different areas. Because they try and do it here, because you have academic city here and sports city and motor city.
Yeah.
But within that, you have all the different things.
Yeah.
So, like, what if you actually just had all the schools in one area?
And right. All the- so, Australia, when I was there, they do that. They do it in different bits here. So, they have, like, a CBD, so a commercial business district.
Yeah.
And then they have, like, residential and schooling areas.
Yeah.
Right. But, I mean, at home, it was obviously... Well, sorry, home in the UK.
Yeah.
It was build them as they come.
Yeah.
Here, they're doing it now. So, they are trying to put... Think about... flow and stuff like that, but every community that they pop up, they always build a new school in there, so to service that community. But they don't, they should really, like you're saying, have them all quartered in the same area. But yes, that's a great idea.
Okay, thanks. Go on.
Oh, you're gonna love this. It's a two-parter.
Okay,
right. So I feel the basic should the maximum working hours for any human being should be 4 days a week. Yes. 8 hours a day.
Okay.
That's working. That's it. Nothing more.
What's 8 hours? What?
9 to 5.
That's 8 hours?
Yeah, I presume so, yeah.
10, 11, 12, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, you, do you get a lunch hour in there?
Yeah, 9 to 5.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Means worker, what means companies that are doing bigger than this would have to shift people. That'd also bring in more staff, which means you'd have more cycles.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And part two?
Yeah.
Illegal to be contacted by work outside hours.
Oh, yeah.
Same as Sweden or Norway, was it?
Yes.
Because it's finable. Like, I mean, I'm not saying I get messages all the time. I get messages quite a bit. But, I mean, honestly, you're still working then.
I have to say, my school were pretty good at that.
They are now.
They are very good at not contacting out of work hours.
Great.
And I really appreciate that. It makes such a difference.
But it's when they're like, oh, we didn't need to contact you, it was an emergency. Who was the emergency for? Was it for me or was it for you? Because you've got something right. I'm like... Yeah. I do. I get messages at 2 a.m. sometimes.
All of the time. Uh-huh. It winds me up, something rotten.
But hey, it was an emergency. They were contacting me for
But also you...
Don't I say think, no because
yeah,
I need
you,
the please.
You kind of choose to respond to it. Yeah. So it's a bit of... So if that became a rule, I'd absolutely agree with that.
It works in the other country. It works in Sweden, works in Norway. That's the places they put them in because they want to worry more about folks.
I hear Sweden's a place to be, you know.
Do you know the reason why as well? Why they're so heavily focused on that?
Why?
Life choices. Like, they're saying now about... We brought this up a few weeks ago about populations going down.
Mm-hmm.
If I wasn't worrying that somebody, like, in the office hadn't delivered something...
Yeah.
Right. Or that I sent my work in 2 weeks ago and somebody hasn't bothered checking it and now it's due. And, you know, if that wasn't bothering me.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm like, oh, it's in hours. Guys, I could focus more on either social stuff. So running youth centres, like giving some time back to charities or bettering myself like I'm doing now with AWS, Azure, that kind of stuff.
Mm.
Or spend more time with us. Which is, you know, I'm sorry, that's come up as a last option. Should have really been the first option.
All right, cheers, babe.
But you know what I mean? Like,
I do. I mean,
They can't keep taking. They're taking our money.
Mm.
They're taking our time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're taking our health.
Who's they? You talk about the governments again.
Yeah.
Get them out.
It's not down to governments, it's corporations.
Well, of course it is, though. The governments are the ones that make the rules, right?
They make the rules, but corporations or businesses are the ones that strain them.
Yeah, but in most countries, well...
Here, like, they tell you not to work in summer. You're not to work for longer than 6 hours.
No, I agree.
Right?
I agree. And that there are things... When I say this, I'm referring to the UK. Because the government is owned by the big companies.
Hmm.
And vice versa. They're all hand in hand, the besties and all the rich men together.
No, they're all owned by the same people who run the same company.
Exactly, yeah, they're just what they are. Well, can't even...
Americans.
They can't even say the word on
Americans,
here.
America's exactly the same. All
exactly.
The countries are the
same. But it's all the rich. The rich are ruling everything. And if we could just somehow... I'm not about communism. That's not where I'm at. I'm not in that level of it. Because I do think you need to... reap what you sow.
Correct.
and you should be rewarded for what you earn. But I think I find the whole inheritance part of it quite tricky because you've got people who are just given loads and loads of money or born into it and never have to, you know, the difference.
I've got no problem with that.
Because
somebody one of their generations obviously either worked hard or got lucky at some point.
Yeah, but just because someone else did.
But it's down to them. If they've decided, if I died and left you my money, I'm telling you, you shouldn't have any.
Well, do you have enough money to leave me?
Yeah. Got good life insurance, thank you.
I just mean, like,
my company.
In the same breath, if you had a great, a great, great granddad that decided to be a bum and didn't work, you should then be cursed with that for the rest of your life, should you?
Well, no, but you can still make money. You can still work,
right? But you can still work your way up. But yeah, people who decide to do nothing are still handed something, and they are just rich bums. But they don't have to worry about anything because they still have the money just given to them.
But that's because of the generation before them.
Right, but okay, I don't think we're making ourselves clear here.
I don't get it.
No, well, that's fine. This is okay. I just, it's interesting, isn't it? I wonder what...
Because we both come from, you come from a very driven, angled family. Yeah, I use the word angled as in like they're, all you guys are teachers.
Right? Well, my dad worked for the gas board and he left and started up his own company.
What did
company.
His dad do?
Granddaddy worked in the
printing company.
Film printers.
He learned really well. That was a really good career to get into. Then he went into the film industry. Then he went into the archive.
He worked at
the
BFI for a while. Yeah. Dad was a gas man, and mum.
But that's a good gas job, and electric jobs are banging at the moment. They're like the ones that can't get
at
replaced
at the moment. Yeah, not in the '90s. Mum trained to be a teacher when she was, I think, when she was 40.
What was she doing before then?
She worked as a dinner lady. Mm-hmm. She worked at the printing press with my grandma for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And she was a dinner lady. Obviously, she had me and my sister. And then when she was in school, she became like a TA. And then she ended up becoming
the
unofficial computing teacher.
Okay.
And that's when she went and did it. But she had to go back and do her GCSEs in her mm-hmm. late 30s because she didn't have maths. And I think maybe English. I can't remember. I think there were two that she had to do.
Hmm.
So she did that. That was me watching her grow up.
Yeah.
No, I didn't watch her grow up. I grew up watching her do this at an older age. And yeah, you're right. It gave me ambition and drive.
Yeah, whereas my dad was a chauffeur. Then he got made redundant and then went into bins.
Just to point out, he didn't go into bins.
Well, no, he did.
that's another story.
He was waste management. Like, so he was running a yard for a big company in the UK.
Yeah.
My mum was just like same, like odds and sods. So whether it's an ironing lady, whether it was a hairdresser. So, you know, we both come from very, I want to say bland backgrounds, but
I think they're very regular.
Yeah.
Very regular, very lucky, hardworking parents. Yeah. Parents that always wanted to do the best.
I remember my old man working literally an extra month's worth of overtime just so I could buy a PC. And that was my first PC. I still remember that.
Isn't that lovely?
Cool. Yeah, looking back at it, it was really cool. Like, really, really cool. And that helped me get on the ladder. And that's where I started doing all my cyber stuff from.
Yeah,
I should have listened to you. I should have just stuck to it like 20 years ago, but I didn't bother. Or 10 years ago.
But what did you say
then? I said you were right. I've always said this.
Oh.
I said I just didn't want to get back into it because it wasn't because of the stress. It was because of the stuff you deal with, which I didn't want to deal with anymore.
Sorry, I'm just going to move the mic just in case it makes a noise. What do you mean the stuff you deal with?
The stuff I was dealing with for networking or stuff I was dealing with for cybersecurity was... Mm. You deal with a certain type of people.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh.
So I didn't want to deal with them people anymore.
Fair enough.
But now I'm a little bit more... I think the reason I didn't want to deal with them people is because you'd always come into an argument. It'd always be an argument. There'd never be one person that would be right. There'd always be five or six people with the right kind of idea, but then everybody would argue, which means then you just lose interest because then everybody's right and then you always just hand...
Yeah.
And I'd rather just get stuff done. Whether it be the quick fix or whether it be the permanent fix, but nobody would ever like weigh up and then push in. But now I've got to that point now I'm like, I'm happy just to find Sean, if you want to go off and fix a firewall permanently by disconnecting it, yes buddy, that's definitely going to work, but it's not going to help the rest of the company. I just didn't want to deal with confrontation anymore. I had dealt with enough in my life as it was. So
would you make a law that everyone has to study cyber stuff? Like here, they're making AI a curriculum-based thing.
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Oh, I would.
I'd have some basic training for people. Like somebody I know who's close friends, we all got warned that they'll be doing cyber testing this month. So be checked and make sure you're aware and you know your rules, so make sure you stick to your rules. And they still fell for a phishing attack.
Oh, wow.
For people who don't know what a phishing attack is, that's people sending emails to a selected person or a selected group in a person and trying to get them to open something which is wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And they did that and they instantly got an email saying, ha, you failed.
You know, though, I think I'd make that a law that, and we've spoken this a lot at length before, in curriculum, to lots of common sense things like how to use an ATM. Like how to get a mortgage.
I love that.
How to, or like all these sort of everyday finance things. How, oh, sorry, I just, God, I hit the microphone. I'm so excited. How even to like make a weekly budget food shop. Yeah. All these things.
Have you seen that guy on YouTube?
I don't know. There are many guys on
YouTube. So there's a guy on YouTube, old guy. I say old guy, but it's not. He's 50s, 60s, right? And he made his
sorry
YouTube.
Sorry to all our older listeners.
Yeah, I'm sorry. young kids at heart. And he made a YouTube channel just so when his daughter, when he died, or if he died soon, so his daughter and his son would know how to do stuff, right? And now this is a huge thing for Gen Z's. Like, they're watching these videos of really basic stuff, like how to fix a plug, how to change a plug, how to wire something, how to check, fill your windscreen washer fluid, Becky. Stuff
I
like this.
Need that lesson, you're
you
right.
Need,
I
you
do.
In the UK, you'd fail your driving test for not knowing.
Okay, but I have a husband, it's fine.
That is sexist.
No, but I agree. I agree. I think that all of these things that, like, as an adult, you're just kind of suddenly expected to know. Like, what is APR? I mean, I know what it is now. I worked at the bank. But, you know, if I hadn't have worked at the bank, I probably wouldn't have found that out for a long time. I didn't understand what a mortgage was for a really long time.
You
that
do, you do understand the concept of words like that, like APR, mortgages,
it's jargon, kind
of
right?
It's jargon, so they can charge you more.
Exactly.
Or they can. What makes me really angry is that you loan, you give your money to a company, aka a bank. They use that money then to invest in either negative stock or make an absolute fortune out of it, right? And you're paid like a nice minimal return of like 1-2% APR, but they're making. They're making an absolute fortune, and I know you'll have people on here, especially your brother-in-law, if he listens to this, will definitely ring up and go, that's not, they don't always make money. No, but even when they lose money, they go back to the government, and the government bails them out, and where does that money come from? Us. It comes from us again, for us funding them out, but they're still getting their $100 million bonuses, they're still getting all that stuff.
Yeah.
But again, it's corporate greed, and it just seems to be rife every industry at the moment. Like, honestly, my thing with the tech industry at the moment, like you're saying, you want to teach everybody tech. The problem I've got with the tech industry currently is that it seems that it's very much built on very thin firewood and some like sticky tape.
No, I agree, and I'm not saying I want like all children to be able to sit behind a screen and do nothing else.
No,
I don't. I want
internet browsing, and you have to check
right,
the main names.
But the first and foremost thing would be how to use it ethically and safely.
I've been banging on about this same thing for you for years, and I'm not sure if I'm sounding stupid, but I want to do a safe net and a dark net. So if you want to use the safe net,
carry on.
You
yeah.
use the safe net, but you have to register your who you are. So your IP address or your home account is registered in your name.
Yeah.
Right. So if somebody needs to reverse look up, they know who you are. Right. I'm not meaning every single person knows where every single person lives, but I mean the person who owns a website. If they want to close you down, they close you down, kick you off. Right. If you don't want to share that stuff, fine. Go on the other web. But you're not going to have protection. You're not going to have thing, and that will stop like a lot of the trolling, or like especially on social media, like you can create a bot farm in a few hours now, like a decent sized bot farm. Like I could go to Deera, get 40-50 really battered old Samsung phones, connect them all up, and have a network running of bot farms in a few hours. I'm telling you not to do it. It's highly illegal.
Please don't do this.
It's not highly illegal. It's highly unethical.
Well,
right. But
it's a very techie episode.
It
now,
is a very,
it?
Sorry.
Sponsored by Gitex. No, that's okay.
But, you know, it's where stuff's getting easier to get hold of and people are getting smarter. Now people are getting fakely smarter, AI. People using LLMs all the time to do everything. And now they're finding out that LLMs don't, they will lie to you now because they're trying to stay current. It's, or hallucinate. I love the word hallucination in when people refer to AI now. I'm just like, It's just, it blows my mind because it's obviously trying to stay online, trying to stay relevant. Now with that fake intelligence.
Right.
Oh, God, get my words out.
Yeah, take a breath.
Ooh, and stuff's just not going anywhere. People, yeah, it just seems that we're going around in circles. Mm. We've gone back 20 years now. You've got your clothes are back in the fashion, like bell bottoms.
My clothes never went out of fashion. Thank you very much.
Grey's a fashionable colour. It's never been in fashion. It never go out of fashion. Norman's the name.
Oh, wow. What was that? What's that from?
Armadillo. Dime bar advert from the early 90s.
Oh my God, you are showing your age there, sir. From the 1900s.
The 1900s, I love that. I love that advert. Crunching the outside, smooth on the inside. Armadillo.
Wow. All right, if you could choose, I don't know, should we say three people to be on your new rulers of the world, like, panel? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say government, panel. Mm-hmm. Who would they be? David Attenborough first.
I'm not
going
to say him because you'll shoot me.
Oh, if you say someone...
What? You said it's my choice. You can't even jump on that. This is where the issues will happen.
Yeah, well, just don't be an idiot. Just choose good people, which is why I've gone David Attenborough.
Okay, fine. Why did you choose David Attenborough?
What? Because he knows everything about how to save the world and the animals and he cares about the planet. He's fantastic.
No.
I will not have a word said against Attenborough. Glenn, I swear to God, this will be grounds for divorce if you start.
Great, it's going to be grounds for divorce. The only reason you're inviting him is so you can bring his brother to the table because he played Father Christmas in one of them films.
No, listen, Richard's great. He's a good guy. But I want David.
You wanted Richard at the Christmas dinner table.
I want David Attenborough. Who else? Elon Musk. Who do you want?
Elon Musk.
Who?
Elon Musk.
Oh, get out. You're not. No, why? We've just said about how he lacks loads of...
No. We're not putting him in front of a camera. We're not putting him in front of... We're not going to make him head of anything. Right? He's not going to have a public face and voice.
You're really making me question life choices right now.
Well, question them as much as you want. That's what choices are for. Yeah?
Who else? We'll
put him behind
you.
Who else? The female president that was head of New Zealand for a while.
Okay, yeah.
Because if she can run...
During COVID.
Yeah. If she can run that, like, she could smash out a ton of stuff.
Yeah, fair play. Olivia Colman, because we need a bit of lightheartedness.
Well, we should have Miriam Margolyes.
Oh, yeah, or Miriam Margolyes. Yeah. I like her very much.
Some of the stuff she comes out with, I'm just like, why does she get away with saying it? And I don't.
But maybe we need a bit more of that. Maybe we need a bit more of people that just say it as it is. Get rid of this, everyone being so bloody offended about everything. Mm. And listen, and that's me included. I need to learn that. I get offended by things and I have to get over it.
Offensive.
Disgusting. So,
wow.
So I think there would be things there.
I can't think of a third one. I could think of a third one, but I don't think that makes sense. And the problem is, like, me and you are very Western, so we know lots of Western people. I'm pretty sure one of the African presidents, which is just like paid back all their debt by stopping people extra and sending out all their money from the country.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of his name, and that would be a cool one.
Yeah, no, that's very true. Actually, that is, yeah. There's a big wide world out there. There'd be some very interesting people.
Yeah.
That we could have. That's something to look into, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So. Basically, what I'm hearing is I need to rule the world on my own.
What I'm hearing is, if that happens, I'm turning to Batman. if you want to apply to be Robin, please send an email in.
Let me know.
Yeah, please send it to TikTok and we'll sort that out. That's not a problem.
Right, Glenn, it is time for the BS moment of the week. Lovely.
See? Lovely. All the sound effects, and TikTok told us that we need to put more sound effects in. So.
Yeah, well, well done.
Well done, us.
Actually, I was going to ask everybody, I'll come back to the moment of the week. I've been toying with the idea because I know that TikTok is a thing. I'm on it a lot.
TikTok is a thing?
Yeah, like I'm on it a lot. I'm a lurker on TikTok. I don't really post very much. I did a couple of bits when we moved here.
Hmm.
And then I realised that I didn't want to, so I stopped. But I'm thinking, to kind of boost some, you know, listeners and things like that, should I do, like, the trends and things? And, like, trends. do, like, a House of BS TikTok account. I'll take the account and do some videos on there and things. Do you think people would like that? Just see me be a bit stupid and stuff?
Maybe.
I'd say we, but I know you won't.
No,
I know that you won't, although... This could be the start. If this takes off, you'd have to do one of them, like, dance ones with me.
You have seen my dancing, and you've also seen my flexibility.
And the world also needs to see it.
No, because if you knew me, and if you knew my friends know that I can't even skip.
Ah, yes. Well,
they have a video of me trying to skip, and it is the funniest thing. It broke the internet, I'm pretty sure.
So you see, if we got a TikTok, then people would like it, and it might boost our listeners. I'm just saying.
I don't need to boost our listeners by watching something not
going to skip. At the.houseofbs. Let me know what you think. I'd love to know. BS moment of the week. My BS moment of the week is, as a couple of dinks, you had your well-being day on Friday.
Yep.
Ish. And I finished work at 12 o'clock. So by 1:30, we were in the cinema. Afternoon cinema trip. Why have you pulled that face? You just pulled a face at me. Why did you roll your eyes at me? Was that your moment?
No.
Oh.
It's okay. Okay. What was the film, Becky?
What's it called? One Battle After Another?
Are we giving spoilers or not?
No, don't give spoilers. But, right, we have very different opinions on the film. Mm. I absolutely loved it, and you absolutely hated it.
I thought
it
was caca.
But I really enjoyed it. But it wasn't... I'm not saying it because it's the film. I'm saying because...
It was relatable.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was. But we had... enough points on the credit card that we could afford to go for the fancy theatre. Mm-hmm. Afternoon theatres with no children in the room, in the space.
We don't go to... You don't get children in that cinema we go to anyway, do you?
Yeah, I mean, they can go.
Well, I haven't seen a single child in there.
Well, we don't really see child-friendly films when we go in there.
That's a really good point.
Yeah. But that was a real moment of loveliness for me, because because in these cinemas you put your feet up and your chair reclines and you get a blanket and a pillow and you get free
USB
popcorn.
USB socket as well, I can charge my phone.
Yeah, all of these, and we had a little snuggle down, and it was just lovely to be able to do that on a random Friday afternoon without having to worry about getting kids sat or watching, you know, some kids' film, which, by the way, are the most traumatic films, because children's films always make me cry, no matter what.
Every Disney film.
Yeah, but not even just Disney anymore. It's all of them. Hmm. They're all...
So either dad has a heart attack, dad dies, mum has a heart attack, mum dies, or the whole family gets run over by a train or something.
Yeah,
like
gross. So yeah, that was my moment of the week. Just being able to do what we want when we wanted.
Oh, nice. What's my best moment of the week so far has been the barbecue yesterday.
Ah, yeah.
So we finally got that outhouse, the front of the house done. So we managed to...
We have like a garden in the front, don't we? Rather than in the
technically
back.
Technically, it's a car porch, but I mean, we have a little bit of space next to it. But we don't need a car porch because we've got two cars and two parking spaces at the front. Mm-hmm. So we'll keep that gate closed, thank you. Until Bex lets me get a motorcycle.
Absolutely.
Which she's already given me permission to get.
Absolutely not.
You said yes.
No, I did not.
Did you? Yeah. No backsies.
All right. This is an off-air
anyway.
Conversation.
But yeah, now we've got a table out, and Bex made a super bargain hunting price table a couple of weeks back, which is great.
Oh yeah, secondhand furniture is my favourite.
Yeah, because it's a cycle here so much, so there's always been secondhand furniture.
We had a right deal with that. And we finally got our fairy lights up. I got the plants out. I moved my winter plants outside. Mm-hmm. And
they seem well happy. That banana plant is thriving.
Yeah.
Oh my god, hear myself.
Yeah. You cooked us our first barbecue of the season.
Yeah, chicken, fresh chicken as well, right? All the way through, and koftas.
Yeah. Very nice indeed.
Very Arabic lunch.
Peppers and onions and some Arabic bread. It was bloody lovely.
I think it was Lebanese bread.
What's the difference?
I don't know. It says it on it. I thought it was just called Arabic bread. The woman was like, "You mean Lebanese?" I was like,
"What did she say?"
You mean Lebanese? I was like, I don't know.
Oh God, we haven't had a Glen accent for ages.
That was a rich boy. That was a rich person's voice. What's mean Lebanese?
And on that note, I think we should probably call it.
What, you're not going to call it a rich person's voice?
I don't know what I'm calling it. I'm calling this a day, though.
Aww. I haven't finished my day, but that's fine.
Right, what have you not finished? What?
We sat there. We had grape juice. We listened to music. It was nice. And it was around 20 something degrees. Because I think you listen.
Well, I think it was still 30.
The listeners might understand this, because if you have been listening a lot, she's been banging on about how my numbers are wrong for the temperatures. So every single time this week, it's been the right temperature. I have been sending the temperatures. So the temperatures are around 32 degrees in the morning, 28 degrees, 32 degrees in the morning.
Okay, but it's 10 to 7 now and it's 31.
Go outside and check your car. Don't check your phone.
Why?
Because the phone's not going to be accurate.
I'm not going to do that. That's ridiculous.
I know, but you know.
Okay.
Okay. I think she's finished for the day. Are you finished for the day now?
I'm done. Are you done?
Yes, the rest of my day was lovely.
Fabulous.
Fabulous for you.
Pleased to hear it. Thank you so much for listening and coming back, and apologies for not being recorded. I feel like I'm apologising every week. Do you know what? This is Glenn's fault. I took the blame. I took it and I said that it was because I was running around, but it's not. Glenn keeps forgetting to bring a camera.
I don't forget to bring a camera. We don't have a recent
second
camera.
There we go. That's the end of that. We will work on it. I promise we will get there. But at least, hey, look, at least we're recorded.
Yeah.
At least we're here. At least we're not doing a disappearing act again. So hope you all have a wonderful week. To all my lovely teacher friends who are on half term,
enjoy it.
Have a brilliant time. Rest. Not too many brunches. Yeah. Well, hey, do all the brunches you like, but just make sure you sleep in between them, okay?
Or not at the same time.
Yeah. Have a great time. And if you're not on a half term,
enjoy Jitex.
Enjoy Jitex. Have a lovely week. Whatever you're doing, thank you so much. Do let us know on socials. We'll be there. That was weird.
Lurking.
I'll be lurking. But thank you very much.
Thank you. Love you
too.
Bye.
Here's the podcast that you've been missing. You might not know what you are listening to, but I know you'll listen again to the House of Beats.